You're listening to Animal Radio. Call the Dream Team now at 1-866-405-8405.
It's Animal Radio, celebrating the connection with our pets. Whether that be a flamingo, a wallaby, which it shouldn't be a wallaby, but...
No.
You know who we have on the phone with us is Dr. Lori Hess. She's joining us again. It's been a couple of years since she's been on, and she is a veterinarian that specializes in exotic pets, exotic animals. And she has a brand new book out, and it's all about your adventures as an exotic animal doctor, huh?
Exactly. All the crazy experiences I've had. Crazy, silly, funny, heartwarming, sometimes unbelievable stories about working with exotic pets and their owners.
What did you say is probably the most bizarre exotic pet you've worked with?
Oh, boy. I've been doing this for 20 years. I've worked with some monkeys. I don't think they make good pets, and I don't really promote them as pets, but I do have some crazy stories about them.
Yeah, what about the monkeys? Tell us a little bit more about the monkeys.
Hal wants a monkey.
I don't want a monkey. I know it would be inhumane.
Okay. Well, the monkey story actually happened about 2 weeks out of school for me when I just graduated from veterinary school, and I was very green, very, very nervous as a veterinarian. I was working at a very large animal hospital in New York City called the Animal Medical Center. It's the size of a human hospital, and there were about 100 animals in the hospital, basically, and every animal that walked through the door, between the hours of midnight and 9 a.m., I was responsible for all the animals in the hospital and everything that walked through the door. And one of the things that walked through the door at about 3 a.m. was a monkey. And I had no monkey medicine in veterinary school. So I walked into this exam room, and my receptionist, who was normally very calm and very bored because she'd worked there for 30 years, was screaming at me to go to room 3, go to room 3. And I opened room 3's door, saw this man who didn't speak very much English and was yelling and waving his arms around and gesturing at a very large cat that was sitting in some kind of Sherpa-like bag. And it wasn't a house cat, it was some larger cat. I think it was a serval. I can't really remember. It's 20-plus years ago now. But I said to him, the cat looks fine. Calm down. He's really okay. And he said, no, no, no. And he grabbed another bag, this little gym bag, and he opened it up, whipped it open on the table, and in the bag was a little monkey that was unconscious. Ooh. It had an IV line and a bag of fluids dripping into one arm, and then the other arm was missing from the elbow down. Jeez. So it was just bloody and just a mess. So, naturally, I freaked out very quietly to myself, thinking I have no idea what to do with this. I excused myself, called my supervisor in the middle of the night, and she said, just take precautions. So, I don't know whether you've seen the movie Outbreak, but I went and got every single piece of protective gear that I could find, booties and masks and hats and full body armor, and went back into the exam room, only to have this owner think that I was just some sort of crazy, crazy vet, crazy lunatic. And he proceeded to explain to me that the monkey had been seizuring, and he had been to another veterinarian, couldn't afford to treat the animal there. It had been given some fluids with Valium in it to try to prevent the seizures from happening. It had seizured at home, scared the cat. The cat bit the monkey's arm off, and now he wanted me to take the monkey's arm out of the cat and put it back on the monkey.
Oh, wow.
Remember, 2 weeks out of school, not ready for this. Didn't have monkeys 101 in school, really not ready. So I admitted the monkey to the animal hospital. I did the good thing that every veterinarian should do, which is take an x-ray of the cat. And big cat, little monkey, the hand of the monkey, you could see it intact, folded up into a little fist. It was passing through the monkey, through the cat, and actually had passed all the way down to the colon on the way out, like a chicken bone in the cat, not causing any problems. And I explained to the owner there was no way we were salvaging the monkey's hand, but that we needed to put the monkey back in the hospital, and we did. We treated it. I cleaned up and did some surgery on his hand to his elbow, basically. And unfortunately, the monkey passed away about a week later, and we found some herpes virus particles in his brain. Now, there's a very serious disease called herpes B, which is fatal to people. And it can be transmitted through monkeys. It doesn't necessarily hurt them, but can hurt people and kill them. And for a while, we were all sweating at the animal hospital about who had touched this monkey. But it turned out it was actually herpes simplex, which is cold sore herpes. So someone had kissed the monkey at home and effectively killed it. So, yes, I didn't make that up, and it really happened. And 23 years later, that's still perhaps my best story.
Dr. Lori Hess is with us. She is the author of the book, Unlikely Companions. I wonder what kind of animals you have at home.
Currently?
Yes.
Well, I've had many, many different kinds of animals. I, too, have a cockatoo. I will tell you, he's a lot of work. He's a Goffin's cockatoo. I have another parrot called a Pionis parrot, sort of a middle-sized parrot that I've had for 20-plus years. I have four cats, and I have an African gray parrot who lives at my hospital. His name is Target, and she was named after the store, and her story is actually in our book. And then I have two teenage sons.
Wow. <that's enough.
laughs> And who's the highest maintenance?
Definitely the children, no doubt. I have to tell them to take care of the other animals, and the other animals are much more self-sufficient than my children.
You mentioned that your cockatoo is a little bit high maintenance.
Yeah.
What makes the cockatoo high maintenance, and would you recommend that to anybody?
Well, cockatoos, as Joey can attest, you know, they need a lot of attention. They're very, very social. They are like the lap birds of the bird world, you know, the lap dogs of the bird world. They really need to be out a lot. They get very stressed when their owners are not around, and they're really only good for people who can spend a lot of time with them every day. But the other birds in my house are more self-sufficient. That you give them a toy, you give them the TV, they can occupy themselves for a while.
Is there a certain program that he liked to watch?
Oh, he watches cartoons. Yes,
cartoons.
He loves all the cartoons, as much color and noise as possible.
And I would imagine repeats everything he hears on TV.
He does. He talks a lot, and that's, you know, a hazard around birds. You got to watch what you say, because if you don't want it repeated, you never know what's going to come out of their mouth.
Dr. Lori Hess, the website, LoriHessDVM.com. And let's go ahead and give away 7 copies of this book right now. If you're not lucky enough to get on through at toll-free 1-866-405-8405, head on over to Amazon.com or your favorite bookstore and ask for Unlikely Companions, The Adventures of an Exotic Animal Doctor. Thank you so much for visiting with us again.
Oh, thank you for having me. It was lots of fun.